Well, the sunshine bores the daylights out of me, so I must be in the right place because night just fell on London, and I just walked through the doors of the HMV Forum, and I'm standing 5 feet away from the stage, dead center, for the Robert Plant gig tonight. This is my first time seeing Robert Plant in any of his incarnations, and I'm very happy this is the incarnation I will see him in. I'm really excited for this album. I like his sound lately. I think what he's done on Mighty Rearranger and then what he did with Alison Krauss, obviously, aside from all of the mass suicide of that album, you know, what it was and what it is just a tremendous sound that kind of harkens back. And that kind of stuff permeates throughout all of his sound as of late. So I'm really looking forward to some older-timey music. In fact, the music they're playing right now, which you can probably hear, is excellent. It's my thing. It's in my wheelhouse. So right now we got, oh man, we got a little Muddy Waters blowing on the sound system, and it sounds fucking great. So I'm surrounded by lots of people. It's quite a strange demographic here. We're talking all age groups from all eras. I think there are some creatures here tonight that probably haven't surfaced since sometime around 1974. Very tasty looking, long, scraggly hair, tremendous amount of deep embedded wrinkleness, and a general blasé look to them. And that's just the women. Mostly, there's a lot of people stuffed into very old concert t-shirts, Led Zeppelin t-shirts, and these t-shirts are screaming at the seams. But the common thread here is anticipation and happiness. There's a lot of people excited for this gig, including me. It's a fucking great vibe here right now. I really enjoy getting to these gigs early because I'm 5 feet away from the stage. I could get a little closer. I probably will when people get drunk or have to go to the bathroom. But it's an hour and a half before the gig, and I'm standing here. And I am by myself. I come by myself because my wife, who loves going to gigs, she wants to leave halfway through. There's no way I do that. I stick around at the end in hopes that somebody will crawl out for one more tune. But in any case, I'm here. It's a good vibe. I've got my beer in hand, and I'm looking forward to the show. There was a massive queue outside. The queue wrapped around three block corners, and that was just to get in the door. So the anticipation for this one is really high. Everybody is crowding around merch tables, obviously, to buy ugly black and gray t-shirts that they'll never wear again. And if you're like me, in 20 years, they'll turn into blankets. But nonetheless, it's a good fucking crowd, and they're all here for some good fucking real music. And this is, and aside from the music, the actual music of the gig, this is my favorite part. I love to get here early. I love to just get here early and just be in the scene. They're like, I'm packed right now. There's people all around me. And I'm the happiest fucking guy right now. I love going to the bars beforehand, you know, meeting some friends, and then getting all excited for the gig and talking about music. But I like this a lot more. I like to go by myself, if I'm not with other serious music heads. I like to go by myself, just kind of feel the vibe, find my way around, talk to some people, just find out what they're here for, how excited they are for the gig, all that good stuff. And it just feels great to be in that atmosphere. I mean, that's the coolest part for me, you know, just being in the right atmosphere. And so far, in all the gigs I've been to here in London, you know, the crowds here are really appreciative of the music. Not just to be here for the gig and have their ticket and to fucking get drunk, but to listen to the goddamn music, and that's the most important part. I've been to some other gigs, a couple in Australia where, you know, they're just giving the band a hard time for no fucking reason. But that's not what it's about. So it's just being here, being around the people, listening to people tell their stories, people pull out their old fucking 1972, I always saw this guy in this one, I saw that guy in that place, and I remember I was so wasted I couldn't remember anything. It's happening all around me. And it's quite a cool thing. I mean, we all have those stories. That's it. Yeah. Like, there's a dude right next to me, he's been blabbing away for fucking, I don't know, the last 35 minutes. All of his stories, and you know he's told them every concert he goes to. There's probably a contingency of people that know this guy's stories. That old, fat, bearded, long-haired ponytail guy with the tight, tight t-shirt that wouldn't shut the hell up about who he's seen and where he's seen him. But again, it's beautiful. Okay, I've got to sign off. I've got time to throw back this one beer, rush over to the bar, get a new one, and then come back and try to find my place, get my spot, before they unleash the hounds and let the rest of the crowd in. So I will see you later on the other side. Robert Plant, Band of Joy.